Camp Bastion, a fortress built to fight the Taliban. For 8 years, the powerhouse for UK and US operations in Afghanistan, now Britain's biggest military base since World War II, is closing. A town the size of Reading, with massive infrastructure including an airport, hospital, and fast food restaurants. It's got to be dismantled, bolt by bolt, and sent back to the UK. What's left will be handed over to the Afghans, and they've only got 4 months to do it. This is Dismantling Camp Bastion. It's spring, and tens of thousands of white storks have left Africa and are trying to reach their breeding grounds 1,000 miles away in Europe. They, like countless millions of other birds, face many challenges in the journey ahead. Already, these storks might not make it. They have been blown off course, out into the Sea of Marmara. The storks need rising currents of hot air to soar, but these thermals can't form over water. The sheer effort of flapping their wings is taking its toll, and these storks are dropping dangerously low. If a wing as much as touches the water, the bird will fall in and drown. They are battling for their lives. But there is a lifeline, an outcrop rising from the sea, the Prince's Islands, just enough sunbaked rock to create thermals. Now they must quickly gain as much height as they can, as this is just the beginning of the journey. Great sport is just like great art. You need a flash of genius, freedom of expression. You need to live in the moment. But what if these days sport has become so over-professional that we're unable to have fun? Has inspiration been forgotten? Does thinking get in the way of performing? Is professionalism killing sport? We all remember what it was like being a kid, kicking a ball, chasing after it, racing each other, jumping as high as we could. Sport brings together two of the most natural urges known to man: wanting to compete, and above all, wanting to have fun. Sport allows us to lose ourselves in the moment.